There's something in the heart of God that he always wants to meet with his people. And that's exactly what he did in what we know of as the tabernacle. My name is Chris Montgomery, pastor at Fraser Church, and thank you for joining us on this 8-week journey as we learn how to enter his presence.
Welcome to Day 29 of the Tabernacle, the design of the Altar of Incense. Altars are places of sacrifice and prayer. They picture both death and life. Our text for today is Exodus chapter 30, verses 1 through 6. You shall make an altar on which to burn incense. You shall make it of acacia wood. A cubit shall be its length, and a cubit its breadth. It shall be square, and 2 cubits shall be its height. Its horns shall be of one piece with it. You shall overlay it with pure gold, its top and around its sides and its horns. And you shall make a molding of gold around it. And you shall make 2 golden rings for it. Under its molding, on 2 opposite sides of it, you shall make them, and they shall be holders for poles with which to carry it. You shall make the poles of acacia wood, and overlay them with gold. And you shall put it in front of the veil that is above the Ark of Testimony, in front of the mercy seat that is above the testimony, where I will meet with you. Our journey through the tabernacle will reveal 3 sections, the outer court, the holy place, and the most holy place, also known as the Holy of Holies. The outer court was uncovered and contained an altar and laver, both made of brass. When the priest walked through the outer court, everything he saw was bronze, symbolizing judgment. As the priest moved into the holy place, he encountered 3 pieces of furniture, all made of gold. This pictured the deity, holiness, and purity of God. To his right was the table of showbread, pointing to Jesus as the bread of life. Jesus feeds and sustains us. To the left was the golden lampstand, pointing to Jesus as the light of the world. Christ brings light to our path of life. The incense altar was in the middle, directly in front of the priest as he entered. This altar was also directly in front of the veil that marked the entrance into the Holy of Holies. The priest called it the golden altar, incense altar, or inner altar. This altar is our focus for this week. Exodus 30, verses 1 through 6, describes this altar. As you study the scripture, you will notice that this altar is a small piece of furniture. The altar of incense was much smaller than the bronze altar. It was approximately 1.5 feet wide by 1.5 feet deep and only 3 feet tall. This altar was constructed of acacia wood and covered with gold. It had a gold rim surrounding the altar's top with a horn at each corner. Each corner also contained a golden ring where poles would be inserted for transport. As the priest entered the holy place, he would approach this altar with a censer in one hand and a fistful of incense in the other. The censer was a pan that carried fire that the priest had taken from the bronze altar in the outer court. The incense was a sweet perfume. The priest would take the censer full of fire and place it on top of the altar of incense. Then he would take the sweet perfume, called incense, and pour it over the fire. As you would expect, the incense on the fire would turn into a fragrant smoke that would ascend upward. The entire holy place, covered and surrounded by curtains, would be filled with the aroma of the sweet perfume. A brief comparison of the altar of incense with the bronze altar of the outer court reveals significant spiritual truths. The bronze altar symbolizes God's holy judgment of our sins. A sacrifice was offered in the place of sins. When people die, they must face God for the judgment of their sins. When that time comes, the judgment for a person's sins will be laid on the individual or on the Lord Jesus Christ. If you have trusted in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, your sins were placed on Him and paid for by His sacrifice on the cross of Calvary. The bronze altar signifies how God deals with each sinner, requiring an offering to satisfy judgment. However, the golden altar of incense shows how God relates to saints. The incense from the altar represents our Savior's prayers and every believer's prayers rising as a fragrant offering to God our Father. Right now, Jesus is in heaven, where He lives to intercede for His brothers and sisters with such prayers. Therefore, the altar of the outer court pictures Jesus' death outside Jerusalem, while the golden altar of incense and the holy place portrays Jesus living and praying for us. Some questions to consider. What is the significance of the first altar depicting death and the second altar depicting life? In what ways are Jesus' prayers to the Father a sweet-smelling aroma that fills your heart? How is your prayer life an altar of incense? Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.